listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. It's D-Day in court for the Whitsunday Council and its plan for a high-rise hotel. Save the Foreshore Community Group have been fighting the plans in a court battle, saying Council ignored the thousands of submissions put to them against the hotel. Group President Suzette Pelt says visitors come for the view and some properties use this to advertise.
And they're advertising, you know, unbroken views. So this tower will stick up right smack in the middle of their view. So there's no way you can say that it's unobtrusive. It'll just irreparably harm Airlie Beach's image.
Whitsunday Council's Director of Planning, Neil McGaffin, says the hotel proposed the height as it will feature better views and attractions that a low-rise hotel can't deliver, adding that construction will also bring jobs and attract future development. Recent burn-offs and bushfires around our region are prompting warnings for asthmatics to keep across air quality. Government monitoring stations in Mackay have recorded some of the worst visibility readings in Queensland this month. Asthma Australia Michelle Goldman says those with the condition need to ensure their asthma plan is up to date as we head into the bushfire season.
Critical to have your medication on hand, so whether it's in the emergency kit or whether you know where it is so it's easily accessible and you can grab it if you have to quickly leave.
And the world's largest supplier and producer of Australian tea, Narada Tea, will pause production at its Far North Queensland plantation after almost 140 years of tea growing. The company says droughts, rising costs and less demand for black tea has forced its hand. Taking a look at local sport, Nebo's population has boomed by six times its usual size, with thousands turning out for the Nebo Rodeo on Saturday. Brock Jordan Eicher claimed the top spot in the open saddle ride, while Riley Gibb and Luke Ford were the best in the steer wrestling. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and the Whitsundays local news and add to your favourites now.